NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
80 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka. It is 6:06.
On as a new generation finds its own voice. For NPR News, Ricky Shryock, Praia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with KPR in our next 30 minutes. President of the United States says Iran is desperate to negotiate. Experts say, let's unpack that. Let's talk about that a little bit. So we are going to discuss that issue coming up at approximately 6:36. And at 6:44, in some states, farmers are needing to adjust to some changes in the farm bill that closed a loophole they had used to grow hemp for use in THC products. That story and a whole lot more still to come. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more information at hedgeapple.com.
State of Kansas is holding its primary elections on August the 4th. With more than 20 candidates for governor in the U.S. Senate, it can be kind of hard to keep track of who's who. Well, we asked each of the candidates to record a pitch, especially for KPR listeners. You can hear the ones we got at kansaspublicradio.org. Get yourself informed and make sure you vote. 78 degrees in Topeka, 81 in Manhattan, 83 in Abilene. The time is 6:20.
War with Iran tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition. We'll get you caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spiderartconstructors.com.
News headlines are coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 6:30.
Or across the board on Wall Street, this is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Cyclosporiasis cases in Kansas have jumped more than fivefold in a week. As Frank Morris reports, Johnson County is leading the increase.
So you've heard about this explosive diarrhea bug spreading in most of the country. Last week, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment counted 55 cases of cyclosporiasis. The department updates those figures on Wednesdays, and the latest numbers show 289 known cases in Kansas, 95 in Johnson County alone, 11 in Wyandotte County. This is not a new disease, but typically only about 500 cases a year crop up nationwide. Fresh produce can carry the cyclospora parasite. Investigators suspect that iceberg lettuce shipped to Taco Bell's from Taylor Farms may be at least part of the problem. Missouri's Department of Health and Human Services has logged 216 cyclosporiasis cases in that state through last weekend. I'm Frank Morris.
A new Medicaid waiver in Kansas will help reduce the list of people with disabilities waiting for care. through the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. The Community Supports Waiver allows up to $20,000 in services like therapies and employment support. The amount of services depends on the degree of need. Democratic State Senator Pat Petty says the waiver has been a long-term goal.
That's been a constant question about how do we provide services but also work to reduce the waiting list without making it unsustainable.
The program begins October 1st. KDADS anticipates an enrollment of 500 individuals. A new Kansas law makes it illegal for drivers to handle their cell phones while driving in school zones or active construction areas. A Kansas law is already on the books banning texting while driving, but now any use of a cell phone while driving in school zones or construction zones with workers present will lead to a warning with fines coming in 2027. Here's what Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said about this law during a ceremonial signing of the legislation.
This law will make it safer for Kansas children as they travel to and from school, whether it's walking, biking, or driving.
Starting next July, drivers will start to be fined $60 for cell phone usage while driving in the designated zones. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Centered from NPR News.
They say if you want to be a morning person, you should have something to look forward to first thing. Something like a cup of coffee or tea made just the way you like it. While you enjoy it, make Morning Edition your companion. No spin, just the facts, and no scrolling. Just familiar voices guiding you through what you need to know. So up and at 'em. We're here with you. It's Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Join us tomorrow for Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
We do still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, stay tuned. It's 7:01 news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Jake Armerding. At 9 o'clock, it's Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two stations, coming up at 7 o'clock, it's the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance at 9th and Iowa Street, serving Lawrence since 1958 with new and used appliance sales and repairs. Information about available services and products at stonebackappliance.com.
Lows in the mid-60s tonight, 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night. 80 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
NPR News. Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From Odoo, an all-in-one business management software platform for small or large businesses with the goal of being flexible and scalable. Learn more at odoo.com/NPR. And from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser, DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. This is NPR.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, we report on history as we know it and as it's happening. Connect the latest headlines back to the past every morning on NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the program. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living with 5 locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org.
Up next, news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music followed by Jazz in the Night. More pleasant temperatures tonight with a low in the mid-60s. More pleasant temperatures tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s, but we do have a slight chance of storms in the morning and a 50% chance of showers through the day. There's a 90% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night with lows in the mid-60s. News is next. This is KPR. It's 7:01.